Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We are continuing in the 23rd chapter of the book of Acts on our journey through this great book. 10th verse, when there arose a great dissension, the commander, fearing lest Paul might be pulled to pieces by them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them and bring him into the barracks. Now, if you've just tuned in today and you're wondering what in the world, I would highly recommend through this journey that you you go back and at least pick us up at the top of the chapter, which we've been in the last couple of days, the 23rd chapter. We can't do a lot of review every single day. We can, but I choose not to. And this is just the tail end of the story where Paul is standing in front of the Sanhedrin. They're divided. Some want him set free, some don't. It's all for political reasons. It's not really, there's no indication that those that want him set free agree with his doctrine. But listen to verse 11. To me, this is where when Jesus shows up, man, things get interesting. Verse 11, but the following night, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome. Now, the Greek phrase there is take courage. Be of good cheer is take courage. Be courageous. And it's not to indicate that Paul was ever supposed to go to Jerusalem. Remember, I'm of the persuasion, and I used to be the other way around, thinking, well, Paul got it right, everybody else got it wrong. But I've kind of changed my tune over the years. I don't think Paul got it right. I don't think he was supposed to be there. But that doesn't mean God abandons you. Just because you end up in a place or a way or a manner in which it wasn't necessarily what the Lord had for you, it doesn't mean that he's done with you. And so God uses him there in Jerusalem, but not to the extent that he could have been used somewhere else. It's not as if we've seen an enormous amount of conversions in Paul's trip to Jerusalem. In fact, all we've seen is problems. But even though it wasn't where he was supposed to be, it's where God is with him, because God doesn't leave you. He doesn't abandon you. You make a wrong turn, he doesn't say, well, I'll wait here until you get it right. That's sort of the religious mentality. But remember, the shepherd's psalm says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you're with me. You're not led into the valley, but you're there. And when you're there, trust me, he's going to go with you. He doesn't abandon his children. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. So just as Paul has testified of God in Jerusalem, God says, you're going to bear witness to me at Rome. And there's nothing more satisfying in the heart of the believer than the knowledge that God is on your side. Paul would write to the church at Rome, whom he's about to visit. He would write and say, if God be for us, who can be against us? When you know God is for you, there's something that happens in the heart that is beyond words. It's like Peter in the early chapters of the book of Acts. We covered this months ago, where he goes to prison and he's able to go to sleep because he remembers Jesus telling him, when you're an old man, they'll pick you up and take you where you don't want to go. In other words, you're going to live to be an old man. And that knowledge, you're going to live to be an old man, was enough, I think, to give Peter peace and rest. Paul has the assurance that he's going to go bear witness at Rome. So he knows that no matter what happens right here in Jerusalem, he's going to be okay. There's an assurance that enters into the heart. Now, I can't promise you what tomorrow's going to hold. I don't know. I can't speak into your life and say, God's going to do this for you, or God's going to lead you here, or God's going to lead you there. But what I can say is that wherever you go, he's with you, and he's not going to abandon you. And the Bible backs us on that. So wherever you are today, be assured he's there. You may have been taught or think that, well, if it's not a quote-unquote holy place, then God's not here. No, wherever you are, he is. You're his child. And as the old song says, you're his child, and he cares for you. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.